Hey, everybody, welcome back to the Bitch and Brainstorm podcast. I have with me a repeat offender. Her name is Mary Brown. She's been on several of our summits before, and she is also going to be a panelist at our upcoming summit called Elevate Your Coaching Business Summit, happening on January 17th, 2024. And so, Miss Mary Brown, I love to call her Downtown Mary Brown because it sounds very much like Downtown Julie Brown. Remember that, guys, from MTV days? Can you introduce yourself and let people know who you are and what you do?
Absolutely. Thanks so much for having me. My name is Mary Brown, and I am known as the Boundaries Coach because I coach people to have better boundaries. And specifically, this summit, I'm going to be talking about work-life balance and why it's actually BS.
Yes, because I think as business owners, we think that we need to have balance. I hear that all the time, work-life balance. What do you think people are actually trying to accomplish when they say they want work-life balance?
Well, I think people want to enjoy their lives and enjoy their work. And the reason why I think work-life balance is BS is because there's this idea that we like should be spending half of our time in our life and half of our time in our work. Like we're, you know, like walking on a balance beam like this. And that if we spend too much time at work, then we're off balance. And if we spend too much time in life, which just happens naturally, right? I mean, you might have an illness, and so you have to kind of take care of yourself and focus on your health a little while, or someone in your family might need. And so you might be a little bit more on your life side for a little while, or you might have a launch or a new business or something going on that requires more time and attention. And so when we're looking for balance, it's like we're walking on a balance beam, carrying these kind of two heavy parts of ourselves. And I just want to invite people to stop trying to balance on a balance beam and to start having boundaries, which is really what we need, is to be intentional about what we're willing to do for our work and what we're willing to do in our lives so that we can enjoy the time that we are able to spend in them, and so that our work can be sustainable and so that our lives can be sustainable. We don't want to get exhausted and burn out in either of those.
Right. What do you think some of the mistakes that business owners, specifically coaches, may make when they are starting a business or they are onboarding a new client, and when it comes to those relationships?
Yeah, well, I can share a couple of mistakes that I made when I was a new coach. So when I was a new coach, I was so eager for clients that I accepted clients that were not really the people I wanted to serve. I remember taking on a coaching engagement where I was coaching a nonprofit leaders with teenagers, and it was like, well, yeah, I can help them. I would know how to help, right? But it wasn't what I felt called to do. And it wasn't until I kind of got real with myself and realized that I was out of alignment with what I knew I was supposed to be doing in my business, that it opened up the space for me to receive the clients that I really intended to coach when I became a business owner. So that's one example. But what I see oftentimes are working hours. Like, when are your working hours and when do you not work is a question that I think we need to have a really clear answer to. Who do we help and who do we not help is another question that I think we need to have some answers to. What is our compensation plan for ourselves? When do we pay ourselves? How much do we pay ourselves? How much money do we spend in our business on operating costs versus income for ourselves? All of these things are boundaries that we need to set for ourselves so that we don't burn out.
Yeah. I have been there, done that, got the t-shirt, right? I think we all can admit, if we were really honest with ourselves, that we all started like you, where we just took everybody because we just needed the clients and we needed the money. And then all of a sudden, we're like, God, this fucking sucks. Like, this person is not who I want to help. And then you just feel this like, oh, like, I don't want to feel that way ever, 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 ever again. So like, I think for me, what I do is that consultation is really important. So they get to kind of have a feel for how I am, and I get to have a feel for how they are. And do our energies align? Am I feeling that, oh no, this person is going to be so exhausting? And it's okay for me to say I'm not the best fit, but I might know somebody else who could be a better suit for you. Have you ever had to turn down a client, and how do you frame that? Because the people pleaser in me wanted to die when it was like, oh my God, to reject somebody. How do we do that?
So I teach people how to say no in one word, in one sentence, in one paragraph, and then with a full dialogue. So depending on the situation, really comes down to how close of a relationship do I currently have with this person? How likely am I to see this person again in the future? Like, will help you to know which of those, right, applies. But if we want to say no to a potential client, my kind of go-to one sentence is, I love you and no. And I love you and no is a tool that I offer people, which we might not actually say the words I love you and no, but the tool is that we express kindness, compassion, love, respect for the person and connect with the person first, and then we say no to the request, right? Mm-hmm. So I love you and know if a client wanted to work with me and I knew that they were not a good fit, it might sound something like, hey, I really appreciate our friendship and I think a different coach would be better for you, right? I love you and know might sound like, thank you so much for coming to this consultation. And I don't think that we're a good fit for each other.
Wow. Right?
So it's a compound sentence where you express compassion and respect for the person and say no. And the other option is kind of with the Oreo cookie method. That's what I like to refer to, because most people know what an Oreo cookie looks like and tastes like. And so the cookie part of the conversation is that kindness, respect for, appreciation. And then the cream is a clear and kind no answer. And then the bottom cookie is a reconnection to the person or whatever your commonality is, and kind of sets the stage for how to move forward. So if you were to use that Oreo cookie method, it might sound like, I understand some of the challenges that you're experiencing. I don't think I'm the right person to help you. And I wish you all of the best in finding the exact right fit of a coach for you.
Oh my gosh, that's so good, because I think why it's so good is that you didn't feel the need to explain yourself, to like go on and on and on. And, you know, that's hard. Because like we have to, like, I don't know about you, but I feel like I have to give this long drawn out explanation of why we're not a good fit. And I think that by simplifying it, it makes it clear, concise, simple, and easy to understand, and just know.
So when it comes to giving an explanation, if it's something that they could easily change, then it might be worth explaining. But if it's not something that they can easily change, then that kind of feedback really doesn't help the person receiving it. It just helps us to feel better about their discomfort.
Yeah. So it's like, I could work with you if this part changed, right? So it could be a system, it could be a tool, it could be their niche, it could be whatever. But who you are as a person isn't going to change, right? Like, we can't change them.
Yeah, if it's truly not a good fit, then there's not really a reason that's going to feel good to them. But sometimes there are logistical reasons that might be able to be changed, right? So the conversation might sound something like, I would love to be to help you with this. Unfortunately, my only times available are Tuesdays and Thursdays after 2 o'clock, and it sounds like those times won't work for you. I'll reach out if my schedule changes, and I invite you to do the same, right? So that's a clear no answer, but it's something that might change
Contingency.
if circumstances change.
I love that. So, what can we expect to hear from you at the summit? And what can we expect to hear from you in the VIP vault area where people can get additional information and resources and consume content from you?
So at the summit, I'm going to be talking about work and life boundaries because we think we need work-life balance, but that's BS. What we actually need is work and life boundaries. And so I'm going to talk a little bit about what boundaries are, what they're not, why you need them, and more specifically, the areas of your business, your coaching business, that will make or break your experience as a coach, where you really need to make some decisions. I'll also offer some tips and tools to empower you to start making boundaries in your business, so, because I want you guys to be able to have sustainable businesses.
Love that.
And in the vault, there will be a video recording of me talking more in depth about work and life boundaries and going through a specific worksheet. It'll have a downloadable worksheet where you can kind of make those decisions and jot them down and get really clear about what is you're willing to do and what you're not willing to do, and getting that clarity so that you can go ahead and start implementing some of those decisions.
Fantastic. Well, I am super excited to have you back again as a repeat offender, is what I call people that have been with us for a couple of our summits. And it's always a pleasure. And I can't imagine having anybody else come and talk about boundaries. It just like you're just the girl. You're the shiz.
Thank you. Thank you so much. I appreciate it. I'm
Yeah.
looking forward to it.
So if you have not yet gotten your tickets, you can get them at elevateyourcoachingsummit.com. And we will see you guys at the summit on January 17th. Have a great day.